ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 3। अवतीर्य यदोर्वंशे भगवान् भूतभावना कृतवान् यानि विश्वात्मा तानि नो वाद विस्तरात्। Our translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Super Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna, the cause of the cosmic manifestation, appeared in the dynasty of Yadu. Please tell me elaborately about His glorious activities and character from the beginning to the end of His life. Purport. In this verse, the words Kritavan Yani indicate that all the different activities Krishna performed while present on earth are beneficial to human society. If religionists, philosophers, and people in general simply hear the activities of Krishna, they will be liberated. We have described several times that there are two kinds of Krishna Katha, represented by Bhagavad Gita, spoken personally by Krishna about Himself, and Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Sukadeva Goswami about the glories of Krishna. Anyone who becomes even slightly interested in Krishna Katha is liberated. Kirtaned eva Krishnasya mukta sanga param rajet. Srimad Bhagavat, 12th canto, 3rd chapter, 51st verse. Simply by chanting or repeating Krishna Katha, one is liberated from the contamination of Kali Yuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised, Yara dekhe tara kahe Krishna Ubadesh. CC Madhya Lila 7.1.28. This is the mission of Krishna consciousness, to hear about Krishna and thus be liberated from material bondage. So first of all, I would like to take blessings from all the Vaishnavas assembled here, because it's difficult to speak on the 10th canto, but for purification and for in glorification of the Lord, I will attempt to speak something from the 10th canto, verse number 3. So this whole chapter entitled The Advent of Lord Shri Krishna, Introduction, it contains 69 verses, and it's all about eagerness of Krishna, eagerness of Parikshit Maharaj to hear about Krishna. And in the last few verses, they are regarding how Kamsa killed the 6 sons of Devaki because of the fear that he will be killed by the 8th child. So the first verse of this particular chapter, as we have discussed last two, this is the third verse which we are discussing today. So here, Parikshit Maharaj in the first verse, he is saying that he is more interested in hearing about Krishna. So already the dynasties of sun god and moon god has been explained by Sukadeva Goswami. But now he is specifically saying Soma Suryaya. He specifically wants to hear more about the dynasty of moon god in which Krishna appeared. So this shows from the first verse. Of course, throughout the Bhagavatam we come to know that Parikshit Maharaj is so eager to hear. But now, this is the 10th canto, its culmination, like Krishna's face. 10th canto is considered Krishna's face. And now, he exclusively wants to hear about Krishna. In all previous cantos, it was like incarnations, different energies, how Lord creates, everything is explained. But now, the person behind it, Krishna, he wants to hear exclusively about Krishna and nothing else. And therefore, he addresses Sukadeva Goswami in the first verse as Bhavata. He is saying, by your lordship. And in the verse second, he is approaching Sukadeva Goswami by saying, Muni Sattama, best of the Munis, king of the Munis. So glorification, he's glorifying his spiritual master, Sukhdev Goswami, because he's supposed to hear from him. That reflects on his part that he's eager to hear, but at the same time, he is having a submissive, humble attitude, which is a prerequisite in order to hear. He is saying that if you will, he is not enforcing, yeah, you have to tell. It's not that your spiritual master is the servant. You have to really submit and put forward questions. So the same thing which Bhagavad Gita tells, Tadvidhi Pranipratana, is exemplifying that if you will, please kindly describe the wonderful activities of Shri Krishna. So these two things which are most important, and practically I am saying for myself, this eagerness and humble attitude is so important in order to hear, because otherwise we only hear. The point, this is what I have experienced so far, that the point when we start thinking that I know this Leela, or I know this particular chapter, or the facts and figures, whatever it may be, I know, that point, Krishna Katha, though it's a spiritual sound vibration, it will purify, but it will not enter the heart. Because our consciousness will be completely enveloped by ahankar, because we think, I know. It's not that Parikshit Maharaj didn't knew the glories of Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj had seen Shri Krishna when he was in the womb. He had Sakshat Darshan and he knows the beauty of Krishna. It's not that he was not knowing. But that shows on his part his eagerness, his humble submissive attitude. So therefore, this is most important part for all of us sadhakas to maintain that spirit of eagerness. Because time is so powerful that as time goes, we keep on hearing the same pastimes again and again. And then we think, oh, I know it. But this Krishna Katha is such that the more you hear, the more you relish. It's only because of the not having proper attitude, we cannot relish Krishna Katha. So here, in today's verse, Maharaj Parikshit is saying now that you describe more elaborately. He's little bit fearful that Sukhdev Goswami may wind up fast, because this is the end of the fourth day and he has only three more days in hand. So he thinks that it may be like he may go fast, and that is a sign of love. Once His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was saying, details is a sign of love. So Parikshit Maharaj is saying here that please, he's requesting to elaborately speak on Krishna Leela. So, this is the most important lesson which we learn from this particular section of Srimad Bhagavat, that one should be very eager. And eagerness comes only when you know that you are in a dangerous position. Till that point, eagerness will never be there. Parikshit Maharaj was totally convinced that he had only 7 days to go. And every moment, he was hearing Krishna Katha, day and night. It is said, without any hunger, without any thirst or hunger, he was completely absorbed in Krishna Katha. And further, in this particular chapter, Maharaj Parikshit is saying, the hunger and thirst from my fast do not disturb me. Although on material platform, there are disturbances from hunger and thirst, on spiritual platform, there is no such thing as fatigue. So he was so fortunate that he was able to hear about Krishna. And Prabhupada has created this facility for all of us to hear about Krishna and remember Krishna. But all we need is eagerness and submissive attitude. So if we are fortunate enough, actually we are fortunate to be in ISKCON and to hear, but we should be fortunate enough to hear about Krishna at the point of death. Because we have so many material desires which we'll be discussing, how this Krishna Katha helps us to get rid of material desires in the second part of our discussion. But it's so difficult to hear about Krishna and remember Krishna. In spite of saying, I can say for myself, in spite of staying here, many times we are absorbed in so many other things. Maybe not directly sense gratification, but so many thoughts which have no relation with Krishna. Though it may be indirectly related, but not directly connected with Krishna. So therefore, before death we should be prepared for hearing attentively Krishna Katha. We should be fully Krishna conscious. That is a lesson which Parikshit Maharaj is teaching us through this section. Now the second point which we'd like to discuss is why Parikshit Maharaj was so eager. In Krishna book, many of you must have read it and you must be knowing, there are two reasons which Prabhupada writes why Parikshit Maharaj was so eager to hear about Krishna Katha. The first reason Prabhupada writes is because he knew that his grandfather Arjun was saved, was victorious, because only Krishna was present on their side. The Pandavas were victorious only because Krishna was present on their side. On the other side, there were big Maharathis, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, and practically it was impossible to win the battle. Prabhupada writes a beautiful analogy that they were all like Timingala fish and they could devour whales. Timingala fish can devour whales, big whales. So what to say of Pandavas? So easily they would have defeated. But because exclusively Krishna was present on the side of Pandavas, they became victorious. So this is the first reason. There are many reasons why Parikshit Maharaj wants to hear Krishna Katha, but this is the one of the reasons why he was particularly interested in hearing Krishna Katha. So similarly, the lesson to be learned, Prabhupada immediately writes in that paragraph, that just as one can cross with no exertion the little bit of water contained in the hoof print of a calf, Arjuna, by grace of Krishna, was able to very easily jump over the ocean of battle of Kurukshetra. So similarly, we are caught up in this ocean, Bhavasagar, of birth and death. We can easily cross over if we just hear about Krishna. That is the glory of hearing Krishna Katha, that we can surpass the cycle of birth and death by getting attached to Shri Krishna. And then the second reason which he says is about his own protection. Parikshit Maharaj was protected in the womb of Uttara. When Ashwatthama released Brahmastra, he was personally protected. Lord entered into the womb and he had the Sakshat Darshan of Bhagwan in the womb and he was protected. So therefore, one of the names of Parikshit Maharaj is Vishnu Ratha. He was protected personally by Lord Vishnu. So therefore, these are the two reasons why Parikshit Maharaj is eager to hear about Krishna. And similarly, we should be confident enough that Krishna will protect us in all situations. To the degree we have faith, to that degree Krishna will reciprocate. Yetha mam prapadyante. If we have faith, then Krishna, definitely Krishna doesn't have to come personally for all of us. We are not that exalted. But definitely in Kali Yuga, it is present in form of Srimad Bhagavat, in the form of holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Which can save us from the most dangerous situation of material existence. So these are the two reasons why Parikshit Maharaj was eager to hear about Krishna Katha. And then in purport, Prabhupada writes that Kritavan Yani, that is all activities which Krishna performed, which are there in the 10th canto, they are all beneficial for human society. So how they are beneficial for human society, we will just discuss in short. So many things to be said, but we will go a little fast. Once Gaurang Prabhu was telling a small real-life story when he visited London. Many of you must have heard, but very powerful, and it really reminds us that how we actually forget. There was once a man in London, and he was traveling in tube railway over there, and when the station came, the train stopped with a sudden jerk. And because it stopped suddenly, this man hit his head. And it hit his head so hard that he fell unconscious. And by the time the train came in yard, he was still unconscious. And after some time, he came to his external consciousness. He completely forgot who he is. He lost his memory. And he didn't know where he was, where he had, and practically he had no anything, identification of himself. So he just got up and he landed in some other city, and he completely new man with new identification, new passport, everything new, and he had a new occupation, and he started working in different places. And as he was working in some vegetable shop. He was transferring some crates of vegetables from one place to another. One day, suddenly, one big crate of potatoes fell on his head. And suddenly, he became unconscious. He was shocked. And again, when he got back to his external consciousness, he was reminded of his previous life. And he got up and he came to know, why, what is doing here? He suddenly realized it. He got up, got the train and went back to his family. And family members said, where are you all these days? He told, I got a shock and I forgot everything. So he was immediately happy. So Gaurang Prabhu was telling very nice in regard to this, this is the nature of forgetfulness. So in this regard, it's very nice shloka from Srimad Bhagavat, 4th canto, where the prachetas are saying, Parijate anjasa labde sarango anyon na sevate tvad angri moolam asadya sakshat kim kim runi mahi. So if the prachetas are praying, they are saying that the Lord is considered as Parijat tree. And Parijat tree supplies with unlimited quantities of honey. Just as a bee, honeybee has to go from one flower to another to collect nectar. But as soon as it comes in contact with Parijat tree, what happens? The bee doesn't have to go anywhere else because Parijat tree is supplying unlimited quantities of honey. So similarly, we can see that the conditioned soul is transmigrating from one body to another, from one body to another, to fulfill his material desires. But as soon as he comes in contact with lotus feet of Krishna, there is nothing. He doesn't have to search or he doesn't have to go anywhere because that itself is complete liberation in the service of the Lord. So that is the nature of forgetfulness. As soon as the living entity comes in contact with the material nature, what happens? There are unlimited material desires which crop up in the mind. And then he starts planning. The mind starts concocting so many ideas to enjoy all the material resources. And as soon as he starts enjoying, and it doesn't give the topmost happiness because material things are always giving temporary happiness, flickering happiness. So the conditioned soul, he becomes completely frustrated. And because of frustration, he becomes angry. He falls into illusion. And because of this illusion, which is called as forgetfulness of Krishna. So the root cause of our suffering is forgetfulness of Krishna. And as one forgets the Supreme Lord, what happens? He gets entangled into material activities. That's what here it is said. Remembrance of Krishna is possible by hearing, and that is the solution to bring complete satisfaction in the human society. There is no other solution. Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, is a solution to all problems of life. Why? Because the basis of everything is forgetfulness of Krishna. Once we remember Krishna, then all the problems of life will be solved. So therefore, prachitas, they are praying that yavat te mayaya sprishta brahmama iha karmabi tavat bhavat prasanganam sangasvyan no bhave bhave. They are praying life after life, we may get birth in any species of life, but we need association of devotees where there is continuous discussion about Krishna Katha. So they are praying. So prachitas got sakshat darshan of Vishnu because of they learned the prayers offered by Lord Shiva, Rudra Gita. And because of that, because of mercy of Lord Shiva, they got sakshat darshan of Vishnu. But still, when Vishnu was standing in front of them, they were not asking for his association. They were asking for association of devotees so that they can hear more and more about the Lord's pastimes. So this is the nature of a devotee. So the nature of Harikatha is that one may ask, that one may hear Krishna Katha, but we forget. The tendency of the material conditioned soul is that whatever we learn, whatever we hear, we should be able to memorize. That's what material education is all about. Sab kuch aana chahiye. I should know all the facts and figures, all the statistics, whatever formulas, by heart. But it doesn't work, and the same way of thinking, it is reflected when we come to spiritual life. We think that I should know everything. It's not possible. Because Krishna is the source of remembrance and Krishna is the source of forgetfulness. He says in Bhagavad Gita, we can make an attempt, but it's not that we will remember everything. And it's not needed also. If Krishna wants, we will remember. Of course, we have to have desire. That is a different thing. But ultimately, it's not that we should know everything by heart. So this is the nature of forgetfulness, that we tend to forget. So people may question, what's the use of hearing if we forget? Because once you hear, you should know. That's what material education is all about. Once you hear, once you join classes, you should know. You are supposed to know, at least. But here, it's not like that. Very inspiring shloka by Parchetas again, and very beautiful purport, Prabhupada writes. The shloka is, Yatra idante katha mrishta trishnaya prashamo yatha nirvairam yatra bhuteshu nadvego yatra kashchana. So whenever the pure topics of Shri Krishna are being discussed in an assembly of devotees, three things happen. First is, one forgets all material hankerings. He forgets all material desires, at least for time being, Prabhupada says. So hopeful. We may have material desires, but at least when we are sitting in a Bhagavatam class or in hearing Krishna Katha, for that time at least we will forget. We will realize that material desires are so dangerous. We should not cultivate such desires. So this is the benefit of Krishna Katha. The more you are into hearing Krishna Katha, the more you forget material desires. That is the glory of Krishna Katha. And the second thing is that one becomes non-envious, which is most important. The tendency to forget, it is because we envy. Ichha dvesha samutvena. Originally we envied Krishna, and because of envy, we want to enjoy separately from Krishna, therefore we are forgetful of Krishna. So envy is actually the cause of fear. So once we hear Krishna Katha, we will at least forget material hankerings for time being. The influence will not be there, and one will become non-envious, and one will be free from fear. Once you become non-envious, there is no fear. Envy is the cause of fear. Therefore, Vasudev is telling Kamsa, when he was about to kill Devaki, he's saying, why are you envious about your own sister? It's the eighth child which is going to be killed. Why you want to kill now? He's saying to Kamsa, why you are so envious about your sister? You are accompanying your sister with me, but suddenly, what happened? Why you are so envious? So envy is the cause of fear. So one can get rid of all these things and one can situate himself in proper Krishna consciousness. That is the power of Krishna Katha. That is the power of spiritual sound vibration of Krishna Katha. That one will gradually, if he keeps on hearing from a bona fide source, he will develop taste and attachment. Because ear is so important. Among all organs, the ear is most important. Prabhupada writes in the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, the ears, eyes and the tongue are also important. But among all, ear is so important. Because it is awake even in sleep. Some small noise and we get up. It's not that we see the object. So ear is so active even in sleep. So even Rupa Goswami says that how this hearing has an effect on our consciousness. It is said, atyahar prayasascha prajalpa. Three stages, three things. Atyahar, endeavor to accumulate things because of the desires. One starts enduring to fulfill those desires and he endeavors. Prayas, atyahar is the desire to acquire, and prayas is the actual efforts to fulfill those desires. And these two combined, in order to fulfill the desires, one takes efforts, but one needs information. Prajalpa, which is called as prajalpa, because in order to satisfy material desires, we need so much of information, which is available in form of newspapers, magazines, and so many things. Media, everything is all about fulfilling material desires. Nowhere it is said that you become Krishna conscious, except for devotional websites or devotional magazines. The whole bombardment is that you enjoy to your fullest extent. So, one gets caught up in prajalpa. Even a slight moment of reading newspaper, it has effect on so much on our consciousness. Or reading some mundane magazine or hearing any mundane song. It has so much effect on our consciousness. Deep into the heart, deep into the consciousness, all these vibrations enter and it pollutes the consciousness. It's all about increasing our six anarthas. Prajalpa means it increases our six anarthas, either of the six categories. Lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, pride. And whole magazines and TVs and all these things, what are they doing? Just increasing the six anarthas. So this is what happens when one associates with the material sound vibration. There is one beautiful story which I was hearing from lecture of Gaurang Prabhu, and very inspiring. I would like to tell that in short. Gaurang Prabhu was telling that he met a devotee in Spain. He has had a small business, but he was always getting cheated because he was not knowing Spanish language. And he was so desperate to learn Spanish, but he was not able to learn to that extent which is needed for performing his business. So somehow or the other he was frustrated, and one day he came across a book table where devotees were distributing books, and he came across a devotee. He was saying, "You buy this Krishna book, this is very nice, all pastimes of Krishna in given in single book, it will help you." And he said, he didn't intend, but he said, "Yes, it is in Spanish and you can learn Spanish also." So he said, "Oh, I can learn Spanish, so it's good." So he got the book, and for 2 months he was reading every day for 1 or 2 hours. And what happened? After 2 months, his heart was completely transformed. That is the power of spiritual sound vibration. He came to the temple, and now he's a good standing devotee, initiated, and he's managing that temple somewhere in Spain. So that is the whole thing. That is the power of spiritual sound vibration. Hearing Krishna Katha. Whatever our motive may be, even we have material desires, even if we associate with the spiritual sound vibration, it will have an effect. Just like this devotee who came in contact with the Krishna book, he read it, he heard it, and his heart completely transformed. So he had a different motive to learn Spanish, but ultimately he became a devotee. And he came to know that it's not that business is all and whole and soul. Though it's needed, but it's not whole and soul as his was goal before reading Krishna book. His heart was completely transformed. Similarly, this power of the holy name, power of Krishna Katha, is so powerful that even though we may be staying in temple and we have some, in the name of preaching, we may associate with some other books or some other sound vibration in order to preach. Just like this person, this devotee had different motive, but transcendental sound vibration pulled him to the ultimate perfection of life, to become Krishna consciousness. Similarly, if we too much associate with material sound vibration in the form of preaching, what will happen? We will also be sucked by material sound vibration, and we may deviate from the whole process. So that is the power of spiritual and material sound vibration. Spiritual sound vibration will take us towards Krishna, and material sound vibration will take us away from Krishna. Both are sound vibrations, but the effect is different. And therefore, the more we hear Krishna Katha, it is beneficial for all of us. It's beneficial for the entire human society. It is in this particular shloka, Prabhupada says that hearing Krishna Katha will help us to get liberated from the cycle of birth and death, from material bondage. So there is one nice instance. In short, we will see about what Brahmaji has to say about this thing. How we can overcome this material desire. Because material desire, as we saw, is the root cause of our suffering. And material desire means, I am the enjoyer, I am the proprietor, I am the lord of all I survey. This is all material desire is all about. That means forgetfulness of Krishna. So Brahmaji, in this Brahma Vimohan Leela, after the Leela took place, Brahmaji is offering beautiful prayers. And one of the prayers, it reflects Brahmaji's consciousness. What should be the quality of consciousness of a devotee? Brahmaji is praying. Here he is saying that Tavad Raga Daya Stenas, Tavad Kara Graha Graham Graham, Tavad Moho Angri Nigado, Yavad Krishna Nate Janaha. He is saying to Krishna that, my dear Krishna, until people become devotees, until the point a person does not become devotee, what is going to happen? Raga Daya Stenas. All material attachments and desires, they remain as thieves. Stena. Then he says that the home remain prison. Kara graham graham. The home becomes a prison if we don't become devotees. Because we think that I am the proprietor of this house. Ultimately, Krishna is the proprietor of everything. But it becomes like a prison when we have material consciousness. And he says further, Moho angri nigado. Affectionate feelings for the family members remain like foot shackles. And one cannot get out of the cycle of birth and death. Too much attachment to family members, to society, to country, or anything. Too much attachment, except Krishna, will keep us here only in material world. Exclusive attachment to Shri Krishna will take us back home, back to Godhead. That is what this particular shloka is saying. So there are two types of, we can see there are two differences, complete different consciousness. A materialist has his consciousness, is completely absorbed in fulfilling his material desires, selfish desires, and is getting frustrated. But in spite of that, he is so much attached that he cannot give up these desires. They become their second nature. Habits become their second nature. He's so habituated to fulfill. He thinks, okay, this desire is not fulfilled. Okay, I will try the other way around. Maybe that way I will get satisfaction. And he keeps on trying. That is cause of bondage. On the other hand, here, Brahmaji is saying, what is the quality of life of the Vrajvasis? Essential quality of the Vrajvasis is they are purely Krishna conscious. They are pure devotees of the Lord with no tinge of material desire. If we see externally, apparently they were doing some ordinary activities like milking the cows, cleaning the house and all, just cooking. These are all just simple activities. But what was their consciousness? They were completely absorbed in thinking about Krishna and they had no selfish motive behind it. Completely doing all activities for pleasure of the Lord. That is one of the most important quality from the 10th canto of the Vrajvasis. That no material desire, only satisfaction of Supreme Lord. Of course, it's a tall order, at least for me. But at least we, once we know, there are two things which are most important. First, we have to know where we are. What are our material desires, whether it's our material or spiritual. And we should know what we should desire, where we have to go. So this is just for knowing what is our condition of our consciousness. What is the state of consciousness we are having now? But we should know what should be our consciousness. That's what Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto is teaching. Consciousness of the Vrajvasis, completely dependent on the Lord and completely with no material selfish motives for the satisfaction of the Lord. Unalloyed devotion to the Lord. So therefore, though they were maybe doing some external activities, but they were intensely engaged in remembering Krishna, whether it's Yashodamai or the gopis, they are completely absorbed in thinking about Krishna, in remembering Krishna. And thus, they were. It is said in the purport that they existed on the exalted platform of liberated life. So, Prabhupada gives very nice purport. He says about lifestyle management. So, Krishna consciousness is Jivan Paddhati. So, remembrance is not, it cannot be acquired immediately. It's an art. You have to practice remembering Krishna. Since time immemorial, we have been remembering so many material things. But it's the time the now that we know the seriousness of situation and we practice remembering Krishna. So hearing is the powerful tool by which we can remember Krishna. So here, further, just to conclude, Brahmaji is praying that, he's praying that I should be born as one of the, he's saying that at least I can take birth and I counted as one of your devotees. He's praying to Krishna. And I should be engaged in your service. And Vishwanath Chakravarti is saying that Lord Brahma is willing to take birth even as a stone in Vrindavan. So such is the glorious position where Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying that the residents of Vrindavan are so glorious that they have no material desire. So Brahmaji is praying for such high level of consciousness. He is secondary creator and definitely is not, though he is a living entity, definitely we cannot compare ourselves with him. He is on very much higher platform. So he himself, his desire is very realistic, Prabhupada writes. of course, when we hear, it's like we may think it's something, it's out of the, it's unachievable. But he prays very realistically. Just as Prachita asked what they prayed, Brahmaji is praying in the same way. He is not aspiring directly to be the associate of the Lord. When Krishna was standing in front of him, he would have asked, I should be associate. He is not asking for that. He is saying rather, I should get the mercy of your devotees. I should get the dust of the Vrajvasis. So he is praying for that. So he is exemplifying through his example how important is to follow in the footsteps of Vrajvasis. So this whole entire 10th canto is explaining about the glories of Krishna and the glories of Vrajvasis. So therefore, these material desires can only be overcome only when we have this culture of hearing. Unless and until we don't have this culture of hearing, we cannot progress further in spiritual life. So Sanat Kumar is telling Prithu Maharaj in the 4th canto, a very nice shloka, there he is saying, the devotee should gradually increase the culture of devotional service by hearing the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These pastimes are actually the ornamental decorations on the ears of devotees. By rendering devotional service and transcending material qualities, one can easily be fixed in transcendental service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the more we hear about the Lord, the more we advance in spiritual life. The more we advance in spiritual life, that means the sign one, if you are advancing in devotional life, is what? As everyone knows, is detachment from material things. And detachment is only possible when you are attached to something positive, something transcendental, spiritual. So the more we hear, the more we advance, the more we become detached, the more we become attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way, we can overcome all material desires, which are the basis of our material bondage. So that is the way it is going to benefit the human society. Just by hearing Krishna Katha, we can really get out of this cycle of birth and death and achieve real liberation. Real liberation, Prabhupada writes, is getting situated in loving devotional service to the Lord by constantly hearing and chanting His holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.